Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we will be looking into the background story of In the Cross of Christ I Glory. In the Cross of Christ I Glory, 1825. It is hard to believe that the author of this hymn was called, quote, the most unpopular governor Hong Kong ever had, unquote. It is well nigh incredible that he, Sir John Bowring, 1792 to 1872, by his high-handed and insolent policies in that crown colony, actually brought on the Second Opium War between Great Britain and China, 1856 to 1858. But the facts of history cannot be denied. The explanation may lie in the change wrought in an idealistic youth who wrote his splendid hymns before he was 35, and then, corrupted by power, became the hard-hearted politician, quote, full of conceit without any very clear idea of political principles on a large scale, unquote. He was so hated that an attempt was made to kill him and the entire British garrison at Hong Kong by putting arsenic in the bread. While his health was seriously impaired by this act, Lady Bowring died from its effects. To his credit, let it be remembered that he was one of the most brilliant and versatile men England has ever produced. He could speak fluently in 22 languages and converse in almost 100 more. He served his king as, quote, minister plenipotentiary and envoy extraordinary, unquote, in posts all over the world. Deserved honors were heaped upon him in his old age, although the facts of his life and influence could not be discounted. During his youthful days, he felt the call to preach and had a strong desire to enter the ministry of the Unitarian Church, but was dissuaded from this course by his father, who had, quote-unquote, higher ambitions for his son. He wrote in 1820, quote, it will be the height of my ambition to do something which may connect my work with the literature of the age, unquote. This was realized when, at 33 in 1825, inspired by the words of St. Paul in Galatians 6:14, far be it from me to glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, he wrote a hymn which began, in the cross of Christ I glory, towering over the wrecks of time, all the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime. It was not until 24 years later that he saw the ruins of a cathedral in Macau in China, over which a cross was still standing, which some claimed as the inspiration for this hymn. But that same year, 1825, he wrote, God is love, his mercy brightens, and the stirring missionary hymn, Watchmen, tell us of the night. Author of more than 36 volumes, a distinguished member of Parliament, knighted by Queen Victoria, he died in Exeter, England in 1872, his 80th year. His words may never have achieved their deserved popularity had it not been for a rainy Sunday morning in 1849. Ithamar Conkey was organist and choir director at Central Baptist Church, Norwich, Connecticut that year, and his minister, Reverend Dr. Hiscox, was preaching a series of sermons on the words on the cross. The 34-year-old musician was grieved when he went to the choir room to rehearse the anthem that particular Sunday just before the morning worship service. To his dismay, only one soprano showed up. As if that were not bad enough, not a single alto, tenor, or bass put in an appearance. He was so disgusted and discouraged that after he played the prelude that morning, he cut off the organ motor, closed the console, locked it, and went home, leaving the minister to carry on as best he could under the circumstances. Since the organ and choir loft were in the balcony at the rear of the church, he could leave without attracting the attention of the congregation. That afternoon, Conkey tried to raise his spirits by playing the piano. As he sat at the keyboard, he thought of his minister and the series of sermons he was delivering on Jesus' seven last words. The stanzas of In the Cross of Christ I Glory, which the pastor had quoted, came into his mind, and right then and there, he composed the hymn tune to which they are now universally sung. He confessed later that, quote, the inspiration that came to me at that moment was a vivid contrast to my feelings at the morning service, unquote. Mrs. B. H. Rathbun, his 24-year-old leading soprano was, with her husband, a faithful member of the choir. As a compliment to her, since she was the only singer who showed up that rainy Sunday morning, he named his new tune Rathbun. She died 5 years later at 29. Mr. Conkey moved to New York City and served as bass soloist and conductor of the quartet choir at the Madison Avenue Baptist Church until his death in 1867. So from the pen of a disillusioned politician and a disappointed organist and choirmaster came the stirring strains of In the Cross of Christ I Glory, which breathed the air of confidence and conviction and spread the message of joy and hope to all the world. This has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.